A rare public performance has taken place in the Gaza Strip. There is only one grand piano in Gaza, and it has been played in its first concert after it was completely restored. The work, first documented by the BBC 3 years ago, now completed, was led by a charity that supports musicians in areas of conflict. Our Middle East correspondent, Tom Bateman, reports from Gaza.
How long have you been learning the piano?
I've been playing piano for 10 years.
Yeah. And so to have the opportunity when this was restored to use it, I mean, what did that feel like?
It felt amazing because we don't have that many pianos in Gaza. So to have this kind of instrument here is a great opportunity for every pianist here to be able to play on it.
We should push it.
Yes, first you push the piano. Because when we're gonna move,
Last week, a lorry was loaded and trundled its way through Gaza, a striking sight on these streets. Its blanket-wrapped cargo lay on its side on the open-backed truck, the only grand piano in the Gaza Strip. And it was delivered to its new home, the Edward Said Conservatory, one of the Strip's few music schools.
Good morning, how are you?
Where I met Sarah Akel, a 19-year-old from Gaza who was about to play in the piano's first concert after a story of revival against the odds.
You can get the sense of how sad, but still kind of joyful this piano is because it went through a lot. So every time I play it, I remember where it was and where it is now.
The piano had laid abandoned in a disused theatre. It was found in 2013, before the building was hit by a missile in the last major conflict with Israel. A painstaking restoration took 3 years, run by the European charity Music Fund, which operates in war zones. Its founder is Lucas Perron.
There was a lot of work on it because the strings had been rusted and it hadn't been played upon for many years. We got in an expert from Paris. We renovated the piano. All the strings were taken out. All the mechanic was taken out and renovated. And so, well, several years passed by, and now we succeeded to organize the first concert.
What was the importance of doing a full public performance in Gaza?
It's becoming more and more possible. There are not many concerts in Gaza, but I feel that things are changing. And over the last 2 years, two new music schools were opened in Gaza City.
The restoration had been funded by the Israeli conductor, Daniel Barenboim, who also has honorary Palestinian citizenship. The work symbolised the challenges of everyday life in Gaza. A UN agency had to coordinate access for skilled people and parts for the piano amid the Israeli and Egyptian blockade of the Strip, which those countries say is imposed for security reasons. Live music events have declined in a place where socially conservative attitudes prevail, becoming rarer still after the Islamist movement Hamas took over the Strip a decade ago. For Sarah, it has brought respite amid what she calls the chaos of Gaza.
I think music does help everyone. And the thing is about grand pianos is that there's always that sort of struggle to get somewhere, especially when you play on a grand piano, because you hear every little thing that is happening inside the piano. And it always gives me great joy.
Tom Bateman reporting on Gaza's only grand piano. The time is now 10.